a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey health officials are concerned because nearly 80% of those eligible for the Pfizer booster shot have not gotten one. Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says the highly contagious Delta variant now makes up 100% of COVID strains in the state, and the booster is necessary in reducing the virus. Also, with the holidays coming up and indoor gatherings likely, she says it's important for seniors and those with compromised immune systems to get jab number three. RWJ Barnabas, New Jersey's largest hospital group, says 118 workers have either quit or have been fired for refusing the COVID vaccine. Virtua Health says 120 of its workers have been let go as well. Hackensack Meridian Health has given employees until November 15th to prove vaccination status and says up to 99% of its workforce has complied. Hoping to address an ongoing shortage of knowledge, test appointments need to get a graduated driver's license. The Motor Vehicle Commission will make 165 appointments available for knowledge tests on Saturday at Rowan College at Burlington County and Mount Laurel. Appointments can be made now on the MVC website at njmvc.gov, says MVC spokesman William Connolly.
And if you go into the appointment scheduler, you will see at the bottom, if you scroll down, there's a appointment slot for other, and it says non-CDL knowledge test, Rowan College.
This is the MVC's second offsite administration of the knowledge test. 150 people signed up for the first one at Passaic County College in September, but 44 people were no-shows and only half passed the test. Zillow has announced it will stop buying homes through Zillow offers for the rest of the year as the company's iBuying program abruptly comes to an end. CNN reports Zillow will not contract to buy any more homes in 2021 in order to work through a backlog of homes it has already bought. The company can't close, renovate, and resell homes fast enough. They're operating within a labor and supply constrained economy inside a competitive real estate market. If you like the idea of voting early, but not the idea of voting by mail, you're in luck. New Jersey, for the first time, will have early voting starting this Saturday at 139 locations around the state. Division of Elections Director Bob Giles says people can vote at an early voting site in their home county.
We're really excited about this new option. Now there are three ways to vote in New Jersey: vote by mail, early in-person voting, and traditional in-person election day voting.
Through Sunday, more than 290,000 voters had returned mail-in ballots. More than 917,000 had been requested. Actress Melissa Joan Hart made history during Sunday's Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. The Sabrina the Teenage Witch star played for the charity Youth Villages, which serves families and kids across 23 states going through foster care and aging out of foster care. Hart solved the bonus puzzle, which was bran muffins, winning $1 million. It is the first time a celebrity ever won the grand prize and only the fourth time a contestant won $1 million. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app to get breaking news alerts sent to your smartphone. A nice, crisp October day turning up the mercury for tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
I want to give you two thumbs up.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5. 1204, fast traffic.
We still have some delays along the New Jersey Turnpike, northbound Eastern Spur, north of Interchange 17E for 495 with an overturned vehicle still blocking the left lane. And on 295, we have construction work on the northbound side between exits 25 and 26, so that's going to be a little slow. And on Route 1, the construction work continues in the left lane on the northbound side near Market Street here in Trenton. At one point, we were backed up all the way across the bridge into Pensy. That is not the case at this time. Traffic every 15 minutes. That's our next report at 1218 on New Jersey 101.5.
Have something to say on New Jersey 101.5? Speak your mind now at 800-283-1015.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The biggest change in today's weather forecast is a shift in wind direction. Yesterday, it blew from the northwest. Today, shifting to west. That is coming from a warmer air mass, so temperatures will be a few degrees higher than yesterday. It also turns off the lake effect machine, keeping skies bright and sunny and dry. High temperature today in the mid-60s. That is exactly what we expect this time of year. It will be breezy. Tonight, not as cold as last night. Partly cloudy. Lows in the 50s. Warming up tomorrow, 70 to 75. Beautiful day with just a few clouds and just a light breeze. Back to the mid-70s on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Salem, 62. Springfield, 67. Atlantic Highlands, 58.
New Jersey 101.